Welcome to the monthly meditation series of the New Age Human Podcast. This is where you get to experience guided meditations to help you reconnect, find clarity, and unlock deeper insights. If you missed the live event, don't worry, you can still immerse yourself in this recorded experience. To get the most out of this session, find a quiet place where you won't be disturbed, and please don't listen while driving or multitasking. This is your time to connect deeply. So consider having a notebook and pen nearby for any insights. Grab your water and put your phone on Do Not Disturb. If you'd like to join us next time live, visit newagehuman.com/monthly meditation or use the link in the show notes. Now that you're ready, let's get started. All right. Welcome to this month's guided meditation. The topic of today is stress to clarity. And I want to say that stress is good, don't get me wrong, but it's until you start to lose focus and clarity, it's not a good thing. Now, especially if you're a pioneer, a coach, a creator, an entrepreneur, professional in today's world, if you stretch yourself too much, right, and stress too much, it can lead to burnout, overwhelm, and then we just lose track of everything. So today's goal is to help transfer you from stress to clarity. And I know a lot of us can benefit from a refresh, right? Now, I have a quote for you, and let's see if you know the guy, but the quote is, "Stress is the body's way of saying that the mind has been ruling," by David R. Hawkins, Letting Go, The Pathway to Surrender. Really good book, highly recommend. Now, to really solidify this message and bring it home, I'm going to share my experience of dealing with the mind ruling, right? Taking over. And trust me, I had a plenty of stories to share, and each of them had their own learning experience. Okay, so here is the food incident story. At the time, my wife and I were on a seasonal diet. It's called spring, where the diet consists of no sugar, no fruit, no dairy. You're essentially mainly focusing on meat and vegetables and water. That's it. Not even no coffee. And for this to succeed, you need to plan ahead and you have to be consistent, because once you fall off, you lose 3 days worth of being consistent just based off of how the body works. You fall out of something called ketosis, and the idea is you burn a lot of fat. So I'm sidetracking. So that's what we were on, and we also, at that time, had a plan to visit my parents. My mother and my stepfather wanted to hang, and we love hanging out. The thing is, when you go out to meet friends and family, you gotta prepare, because not everybody is going to be as strict as you with their diet. And normally when we go over, we drink a little bit, and I'm talking about like wine, beer, shots. And the whole experience is basically to mellow out and just hang and enjoy each other's company, which is great, and I appreciate that. And so that's why I'm like, let's go, but I don't want to plan ahead. I'm like, let's say no to alcohol, and when it comes down to ordering out, let's just do chicken and broccoli, steamed, and just call it a day. And I'll even bring my aminos, my soy aminos, which is like soy sauce. So we go over to my parents' place, we hang out, of course. We say no to alcohol successfully. And then when it came time to order out, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do chicken and broccoli steamed. And my wife's like, okay, what I want is, and then she just goes way off course, completely destroys the plan. And she's like, I'm going to get, and she orders like a carb and dairy heavy order. We're talking about chicken with like a cream sauce and pasta. And I'm pissed. I'm like, what happened? What the heck? I still order my steamed chicken and broccoli. Food comes in. She's having fun. Everybody's enjoying their meal. And my meal was messed up anyways. So I'm just upset, pissed, frustrated. My stepfather gives my wife a high five, and he's like, you go, girl, you get what you want. And I'm like, that's not helping. Needless to say, the rest of the night, I am frustrated. I'm not talkative. I'm serious. And then when we drive home, It's a quite awkward ride. We get home, and of course it's at night. I go to sleep on the couch. I chose to sleep on the couch. I'm pissed. I wake up in the morning. I'm still pissed. I'm still upset. And now I'm like, something is wrong. This is a problem. We can't continue with this. I go and I say, you know what? When I'm usually stressing out, I meditate. Let's meditate. So I go and I sit with myself and I ask myself some questions to just get some inner dialogue going on. And I realized that I was trying to control the situation way too much. And when I lost control, I lost my patience and I got upset. And going a little bit deeper, I realized that I'm still tied, at least at that point, still tied to old programs that don't serve me from my childhood of my previous stepfather, who was very controlling. And the reason why he's the previous stepfather is because that relationship didn't last due to his overbearingness and being overly controlling. So realizing that, I go to my wife and I apologize and I explain to her the situation. She appreciates that. And now I have helped to prevent something bad in the relationship that could get worse in the future. I essentially realized that I allowed my mind to rule where the heart needed to take its place. My mind was trying to control. It was trying to rule over others, over the situation. But sometimes you need to, like David Hawkins says, surrender. Just flow with it. It's okay. And so I want to invite you today, right now, to join me in today's meditation. What I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes. Just go ahead and do me a favor and close your eyes for a moment. This is not the main one. And start taking a few breaths in and out through your nose. On the next breath, feel your jaw relax and drop your shoulders. Take one longer, slower breath in and out through your nose. In a moment, I'm going to say a few words, and I want you to focus and finish the sentence silently in your mind. Listen to your response as I say these words. I'm here today to... I'm here today to... Listen from within for the next few moments. As you complete this sentence, I'm here today to... Now, pausing for a second, let it become totally clear in your mind. What brought you here today? And when you're ready, open your eyes, but keep your focus on what you realized here. Now grab your journal or notebook and write down your response to the question. I'm here today to... And I'll give you like 2 minutes. All right, you should have some notes written down, and what I want you to do now is reread it and circle what pops out at you, what really just grabs your attention. Okay, so now what I want you to do is just use that, right? Have that in the back of your head. What brought you here? What attracted you to this episode, this recording, this meditation? What brought you here? And I hope you got some insights. I'm sure you did. So now's the time to get into a comfortable place. Make sure you have your water with you. Your notebook's still next to you because we're going to start the actual meditation. And I want you to be mindful of today's core question. What has my mind been ruling that needs to let go of? Right? What has my mind been ruling that needs to be let go of? So if you need to, just kind of like stretch your arms, kind of move your fingers, but really just make sure you're in a very comfortable position. And we're about to start right now. So now that we're ready, start getting comfortable again, whether you're lying down or sitting, and close your eyes. Getting comfortable and closing your eyes. Settling into this moment as you breathe in and out through your nose. Slow the breath down a bit. Allow the edges of your eyes to soften. Your jaw to be slightly open. Your shoulders to drop. Your thoughts will come and go. And if you start thinking about this or that, it's okay. Come back to your breath, silently repeating in on the in-breath and out on the out breath. Letting thoughts pass by. Slowing the breath down. Edges of your eyes melt. Jaw slightly open, shoulders drop. The rhythm of your breath helps you to release and let go of any tension. Bringing your awareness to your bottom ribs, feel them flare out to the side on the in-breath. And contract in on the out breath. Staying with this sensation of the ribs for a few more breaths. Bringing your attention back to repeating in on the in-breath and out on the out-breath. Thoughts come and go. Now, bringing your attention to your heart. Slowing the breath down. Feeling at ease. Notice if you need to shift or move, getting more comfortable. Softly focusing on the area of your heart. Breath is slow and steady. So now, as you hear these words, I want to let go. Allow yourself to silently complete this sentence. I want to let go. Listen for your response, and as you hear it, silently repeat it back to yourself. I want to let go. I want to let go. Next, as you hear these words, because I, allow yourself to silently complete this sentence. Because I, listen to your response, and as you hear it, silently repeat it back to yourself. Because I. Because I. Bringing them both together. I want to let go. Because I. As you hear your internal response to these words, notice what becomes more clear. Listen now from within the heart until my voice returns. So now, as you slowly bring your attention back to the sound of my voice, begin focusing a bit more on your inhalations, helping you become more alert and awake. Your attention now centers in your heart. As you listen within for any last bits of guidance and direction. Taking with you what is most important and meaningful. Give yourself 3 longer, slower, deeper breaths. Remembering what you want to take with you. And now, bringing your attention to your feet, begin rotating your ankles as you point and flex your feet. Coming up through your legs, into your hips, up into your chest, across your shoulders, down your arms, opening and closing your hands. Traveling up and into your throat, your jaw slightly open. Edges of your eyes soft. With the next breath, you're slowly going to open your eyes, feeling alert and refreshed. Now is the time where you can grab your journal and write for as long as you wish. I'll give you a few minutes. All right. If you feel that you are satisfied with what you wrote, remember to reread what you wrote and then circle what pops out at you. What really gets your focus? Circle those things. And as you do that, I'm going to lower the volume a little bit. And as you become more aware of where you're at right now and the answers to those questions, I hope that you gained more clarity today and are ready to take on the day. It's one step at a time. And with that said, thank you again for joining me today and hope you have a wonderful day. Take care. Thanks for listening to the New Age Human Podcast. If you're ready to take your journey to the next level and achieve even greater results, join our monthly guided meditation sessions to manage stress, recharge, and unlock your full potential. Visit newagehuman.com/monthly meditation to sign up and connect with like-minded professionals. And with that said, I'll see you out on the next episode.